the study material in the Arvut study material button on the Arvut system or on the site. Select. You can ask questions there. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Please read. We're going to read it, study, and from that we will ask questions and think. And think what this is about. So please.
Excerpt number one, Bala Sulam, 600,000 souls. There is indeed only one soul in the world, as it is written, and breathed into his nostrils the soul, also breath of life. That same soul exists in all the children of Israel, complete in each and every one, as in Adam HaRishon, since the spiritual is indivisible and cannot be cut, which is rather a trait of corporeal things. Rather, saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person. In other words, first, the body divides and completely denies him of the radiance of the soul. And by the force of the Torah and the mitzvah, commandment, the body is cleansed. And to the extent of its cleansing, the common soul shines on him. Again, there is indeed only one soul in the world, as it is written, and breathed into his nostrils the soul of life. That same soul exists in all the children of Israel, complete in each and every one, as in Adam HaRishon. Since the spiritual is indivisible and cannot be cut, which is rather a trait of corporeal things. Rather, saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person. In other words, first, the body divides and completely denies him of the radiance of the soul. And by the force of the Torah, in the mitzvah, commandment, the body is cleansed. And to the extent of its cleansing, the common soul shines on him.
This means that there is only the revelation of the Creator to the created being, to the will to receive that he had created, and that revelation with respect to the will to receive is called neshama, a soul. And that same revelation is actually not denied of anyone. It's only according to the desire in each and everyone. Those who yearn to discover that revelation of the Creator, they are called Yashar Kel, Israel. As we see from history, that some collection of people got together from different nations, different parts, it doesn't matter who and what each one was back in Babylon. And this is how they built this group, which is called Israel, Israel. And those who yearn stand opposite this light that shines on them, because the Creator wants to reveal himself. And from the side of the Creator, there's no problem, there are no divisions, discernments, but rather everything then depends on each and every one, how much he is yearning to receive the revelation of the Creator. This is why each and every one can reach through his impression, his inspiration, a state where he feels this entire upper light that shines on him. And with respect to the person, it comes in portions, parts, as we learn about the Tzufim, the Sefirot, the Olamot, worlds. Olam is world, is from the word concealment. Until a person reaches a state where in his desire and his attitude to the Creator, he reaches precisely, truly that same attitude as the Creator has toward him. And then there is a complete revelation. However, all in all, to the person, always a complete soul shines, a complete degree of the Creator to the created beings. And there are no created beings. There is only one created being. The fact that it seems to us that there are many created beings is because we are not complete. We're not connected between us as we should be connected. But if we would annul, cancel our egoistic desire, and if we were to connect between us in heart and soul, then we would feel that we are actually a single structure, a single created being, and a single light shines in us. So, this is what he says, that same soul exists in all the children of Israel, complete in each and every one, as in Adam Rishon, meaning as it was to begin with. Before the shattering of Adam to many parts, since the spiritual is indivisible and cannot be cut, which is rather a trait of corporeal things. In corporeality, we see that we are divided, we're far away, we're opposite, contradictory to each other. In spirituality, it's the opposite. When we overcome our ego that is separating between us, then we discover ourselves, that we reveal ourselves that we are one. Rather saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls, because this is how we count it, because our structure begins below Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, so it ends up being the number 60. It appears, Bala Sulam says, as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person. This is how we see it, because our body, our will to receive, not the corporeal body, the flesh, but rather our will to receive, it is called the guf, the body of the partzuf, our spiritual partzuf, the guf of the soul. It is still corrupted, and so then it seems to it that there are many parts, that there are 600,000 souls. In other words, first the body divides and completely denies him of the radiance of the soul, meaning it's not capable of receiving a single light that will shine in a single kli. And by the force of the Torah and the mitzvah commandment, meaning through the force of the light that shines on him, the reforming light, and the mitzvah, meaning that he tries from below toward this light to constantly bring forth his desire for correction, then the body is refined, cleansed, and to the extent of its refinement, and it comes in stages, in degrees, to that same extent, the common soul shines on him more and more and more. That is, it is only with respect to the person that there are these divisions, these degrees, and everything is divided to states and times and lights, etc. Whereas, in truth, outside of the person, if we correct ourselves, if we rise above ourselves, then certainly there is nothing besides one.
Almata.
Спасибо, учитель. Раф, мы приготовили с вечера вопрос. Так как статья называется 600,000 душ.
We prepared a question from last night. Since the article is called 600,000 souls, is there a difference? What? Which of these particles goes into the category of the 600,000 souls.
So here we need to understand that a soul means a godly part from above. That is, you cannot say that there are souls in everyone, but rather in those who yearn for the Creator. The desire to reach, bestowing upon the Creator, identifying with Him, connecting with Him, which brings the person usually to the study and implementation of the wisdom of Kabbalah. So, this desire is called neshama, soul. Meaning, not everyone has souls, as we are saying here, but rather those who yearn to unite, yearn for the revelation of the Creator, to come close to the Creator, they do have.
USA Northwest.
Yeah, Ron, you pretty much answered my question with your last remarks, but I'll follow up with this. Only the people with point in the heart, you refer to as Yeshar Kel, straight to the Creator, have a soul. But that was my question. At what point, let's say at the end of the correction, all humanity, that also is going to be one soul, correct? Everyone?
Ken, yes, Drakevdel.
Yes, there is only a difference in that when we yearn, there are desires who yearn for unification with the Creator, and therefore they attain it through unification between them. And there are souls who feel bad, however, they don't have the ability, the preparations by which to understand and carry out coming closer to the Creator. This is called the Achap, and we are called the Galgalta Enayim, those who yearn for it and are able to reach it. And therefore, as we learn from the preface and the wisdom of Kabbalah in general, we need to discover that inclination and give this inclination a direction and a power and a connection between us, and according to that, to get from above the force of the light as much as we try to connect between us. And with that force of the light that shines on us, we are able, to advance in this way until we reach being one soul. But indeed, there is only one soul, one desire, and one light. However, it's only with respect to people, human beings, according to the shattering in them, according to the correction in them, this is how they discover that they are either in a multiplicity of desires and small illuminations, or already in a single desire. And
Kiev,
okay. Kiev one.
Да, да, дорогой Раф, вот здесь пишет Бальсулам, что душа присутствует во всех сынах.
Асулам writes
целиком.
That the soul is in each and every one complete.
It's the upper light, which is wide open to each and every one. However, each and every one discovers it in his style. And we, even now, cannot depict it. Tell me, how do I hear a certain sound and you hear that same sound? There is a difference between us, for sure. But can we truly compare, measure what the differences are? No. What is the difference in the understanding of a certain concept for you and for me? we cannot. There are such things that we are not capable at all of touching. We realize that apparently it is so, but more than that, because it depends already on the more internal vessels that do not are not accessible to our sensations. So, how do you feel the light, and how do I feel the light, with which color, with which power? Well, we measure it, but nevertheless, that measurement is a measurement that doesn't take into account the inner impression. That already pertains to the feeling, and the feeling is something that we cannot measure in our vessels, in our world, but only in the wisdom of Kabbalah. There we can reach it. And then also when we reach it through connection between us. So then through the incorporation between us in the body of Adam HaRishon, there we are able to, connect. And in the mutual connection, where each one feels inside of the other the particular sefirot, then through incorporation of sefirot with sefirot, which we build in such a way, then we reach a sphere, a circle, instead of some linear measurement. And then we are able to realize, to understand what does it mean to be as one man in one heart. What is this concept of being in one heart? But right now we don't even have the possibility to come close to it. Well, it will come.
You just said that each one builds in the other internal sefirot. What does that mean?
In our incorporation, in our connection, each one is incorporated in the other, and in this way we are in a connection between us. As it says, go and make a living of each other. What does it mean to make a living of each other? To connect with each other. And then each one builds in his connection to the others his particular sefirot, besides the structure that we had to begin with, the fundamental one in each and every one. We begin to make a living, meaning to connect between us and to receive, to build all kinds of partsufim or intermediate partsufim between us. And through that, we begin to see how do we complete each other? How do we build the right combination? And out of that, we get to know the Creator.
How can I be incorporated with Volodya from my turn in order to build a personal, internal sphere?
So we learned that from the social articles. We get closer to this by implementing what Baal HaSulam and mostly Rabash explained to us, the way that we should connect with one another. If we try to connect with each other above reason, meaning even though I reject a friend and a friend rejects me, but if above that we nevertheless do connect, and we take into account not the corporeal qualities of the person, but rather his spiritual inclination toward the revelation of the Creator. With that disposition, if I want to connect to it and I raise it above the entire physical or corporeal difference that exists between us, that's the corporeal feeling, the sensation, this is how we build.
Рафа, можно продолжить вопрос?
Да.
Смотрите, здесь в отрывке сказано про 600 тысяч душ и про...
It is written in the excerpt about 600,000 souls, that they are one common soul. What's the difference between the feeling of the state where we feel that we are one soul, and around us there are 500,000 whatever souls, to a state where we are one soul?
To the extent that we know how to connect our desires into a single desire, so that the desires, in truth, we cannot connect them. They are all impossible to connect, but rather a single desire means a single intention above the desires. The desires remain as they are, each and every one, according to its nature. Rather, the connection is only above them, in the intention. So, as much as we're able to connect them together, specifically because they are different desires, and their intention is a single intention, so we are able by that, how shall I put it, to distinguish, to discern, to study the carrier that we feel in these, inside these desires, in a very precise manner, truly an infinite manner, because the upper light that creates the desire, it gives this desire the ability to be both divided into 600,000 souls, 600,000 parts. 600,000 parts is Chesed Gvuah Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod, the six Sfirot, times certainly thousands, and they all unite in Malchut. So then, Malchut, out of the fact that it connects all of these ten Sfirot through restriction and reflected light, and its inclination towards the Creator, because in its reflected light, it connects with the Creator, who is one, so its perception also, even though it is a differential, how shall I put a discrete perception? In spite of that, she connects all of these impressions into a single impression, and she feels the Creator as one. And she feels them, all of the created beings, as one man in one heart. Even though it happens not in practice, in actuality, but rather above the broken desires that are far away, and specifically by the fact that there are two states, the state of division and the state of connection, then by that, we can specifically reach very precise discernments in the revelation ahead of us, and it's all good. Either one.
Buongiorno Rav, una domanda dalla decina. È scritto che il creatore soffre.
Hello, Rav, question from the ten.
Che differenza c'è tra?
It is written that the Creator breathed the soul of life into a person. What's the difference between the person and the Creator if he breathed the soul of life in him? So what separates a person from the Creator? What distinguishes between them?
The structure of Adam, of man, is the will to receive, which the Creator created, existence out of absence, from nothing that was there before. He created the will to receive. Following that, he filled that will to receive with his light, with the will to bestow on his part, and he broke the connection between them, This connection existed out of the fact that it came from the Creator. So the upper light entered the desire, the will to bestow entered into the will to receive, and this sustained it out of the fact that the Creator was holding it. Once the Creator takes away his force, and there is no longer a connection between the will to receive and the will to bestow by the Creator, then they feel themselves, the will to receive and the will to bestow, in an opposite manner, and this causes them to move away. And to the same extent, they become distanced from each other, and from this creation, Bri'ah is made. Bri'ah means Ba'ah, outside, outside of the Creator. And this is what we are talking about. And our whole state is about discovering the gap between us and the Creator, and out of that gap between us and the Creator, we will discover, and how we will know that, through the gap between us, between the broken parts. So as much as we try to connect and become connected parts, opposite the shattering, opposite the forces of rejection, opposite what we call the ego, then by that we establish the image of the Creator. The Creator, Bore, is called Bo'ure, come and see. As much as we connect ourselves together, even though we don't want it, that's obvious. So to that extent, we give the inner force, the light that departed in the shattering of Adam Rishon, we let it come back and shine within us again. And that's what we have to reach.
Beseder.
Okay.
Tov.
Well.
What characterizes a person before he attains the level of neshama?
That he's yearning to reach that, and therefore he's willing to perform a connection in the 10. PT 27.
If I understand correctly, the work on connection, the yearning for a connection, should be toward connecting only with a desire for spirituality that there is in the friend. Should we look only at this yearning?
Yes.
I want to ask about a situation where there is a strong feeling of remoteness toward all the other desires. There is repulsion in corporeality, but you appreciate only the desire for spirituality, and at that point we connect. So, what about the place that was very far before and can't come closer?
Well, none of this. We just want to have an inner connection around this subject, that inside the connection between us, we want to discover the Creator in order to give Him contentment.
And when we connect at the inner point, what happens to the rejections we had before? The corporeal rejection, does it disappear or does it stay?
No, well, it's according to a general state. Those disturbances, they can either grow or they disappear, and it's in all kinds of different forms. We need to understand that it is all, it all comes and is revealed according to the need for the general correction.
Доброе утро. Почему так трудно учиться объединению? Почему нам так трудно учиться?
It's against our will to receive, against our ego. There is nothing more important than overcoming the separation, and certainly only in that is our work. Let's quickly move to the women.
Moscow. What is the process of building your sefirot in the other? You said you have to build your sefirot in the other.
But this incorporation comes to the extent that we try to come closer to each other. And later on, we begin to discover how much truly the connection is done between us internally. We are beginning to come back to that structure of Adam Rishon, one man, one Adam. But it's not right now. That he created.
From West 1, how do I know that I received the soul, that I have a soul? According to how I feel the Creator, the soul is a part of God above, from above. When I get this impression, this excitement from the Creator, even the smallest thing that comes into my connection with the friends, accordingly, we do come to come closer to the Creator. Identification, his similarity with the Creator.
For Mark 3, in a perfect connection with the 10, can we reach the state of 600,000 souls, or is that only through the connection of the entire world Kli?
It is enough to start receiving it. It is enough with the 10 to start receiving it. Afterwards, it is as it is written, man's soul will teach him. We will learn everything afterwards. From the 10 onward, we will learn through what we reveal in the 10. This is called man's. That's it? Good. Let's continue.
Excerpt number 2, Bala Sulam writes, the eternal soul of life that the Creator has breathed into his nostrils only for the needs of Adam HaRishon has departed because of the sin of the tree of knowledge. It acquired a new form called the sweat of life. Meaning, the general has been divided into myriad parts, tiny drops, divided between Adam HaRishon and all his progeny through the end of time. It follows that there are no changes whatsoever in the acts of the Creator, but there is rather an additional form here. This common light of life, which was packed in the nostrils of Adam HaRishon, is expanded into a long chain, revolving on the wheel of transformation of form in many bodies, body after body, until the necessary end of correction. Again, number 2, the eternal soul of life that the Creator has breathed into his nostrils only for the needs of Adam HaRishon has departed because of the sin of the tree of knowledge. It acquired a new form called the sweat of life. Meaning, the general has been divided into myriad parts, tiny drops, divided between Adam HaRishon and all his progeny through the end of time. It follows that there are no changes whatsoever in the acts of the Creator, but there is rather an additional form here. This common light of life, which was packed in the nostrils of Adam HaRishon, has expanded into a long chain, revolving on a wheel of transformation of form in many bodies, body after body, until the necessary end of correction.
In other words, in this differential district way, where each one corrects something and then they connect and connect in bigger and bigger blocks until they come to the complete common structure of Adam HaRishon. You can explain. Well, mister?
Yes, quote number 3, Rabash writes, after the sin of Adam HaRishon, the created beings are regarded as broken and dead kelim, vessels. That is, their vessels are only in self-reception, separated from the life of lives. There is only a spark in them, which is from the Reshimot of Or Chozer, the records of reflected light, that remained and descended in order to sustain the vessels, so that through it will be able to rise for the revival of the dead. That spark is a spark of Kedusha, holiness, and it is a residue of the reflected light. We must raise it, meaning receive it in order to bestow, which is called raising, meaning raising man. By this, the screen and coarseness are made, on which comes the filling, where the reflected light fills the vessels to the extent that it will clothe the lights, the direct light. Again, after the sin of Adam HaRishon, the created beings are regarded as broken and dead kelim, vessels. That is, their vessels are only in self-reception, separated from the life of lives. There is only a spark in them from the records of reflected light that remained and descended in order to sustain the vessels, so that through it they will be able to rise for the revival of the dead. That spark is a spark of holiness, and it is a residue of the reflected light. We must raise it, meaning receive it in order to bestow, which is called raising, meaning raising man. By this, a masach, a screen, and obvious coarseness are made, on which comes the filling, where the reflected light fills the vessels to an extent that it will clothe the lights.
In other words, after the sin of Adam HaRishon, when the will to receive was one, with one light, it broke into small pieces, and then we, meaning each of us, is a part of that desire that broke, and in each of us there is a little bit of light that remained from the shattering. And through our actions, in connection between us, in the ten, we have to try to come closer to each other. Of course, it isn't physical, our closeness, but internal, as much as we can, as much as we can ask the Creator. And then, by this, we draw on ourselves, reforming light, and our plea to the Creator to bring us closer to each other is called raising man. And by receiving from above the reforming light, it builds a screen between us, connection between us. And then we begin to discover in this connection the upper light, which gives us the filling. What filling does it give us? That we want to be connected together on top of the coarseness. And in this way, we reveal the upper. It's not that simple.
Unity 4.
Unity 4.
Раф, спасибо. Скажите, пожалуйста, Как ускорить исправление системы Адама Ришона, чтобы предотвратить всякие катаклизмы?
How do we accelerate the correction of the system of Adama Rishon in order to prevent all kinds of disasters, nuclear wars, etc.?
Only through connection. Just as you learn what we learn, we can keep ourselves from going into great suffering. Balasulam writes about it, that there might even be a third and even a fourth world war. And it all depends on us. Now humanity is before a very complicated situation. Our advancement, our progress is a negative progress. We're not drawn to come closer among us, to connect among us. And by wanting to raise our standard of living to satisfy our egoistic vessels, we are growing even farther from each other. Look what's happening with countries, with nations. And so we have a problem here. We are opposite from this is why we're reaching this crisis. Or, how should I put it? Where we, instead of performing corrections and getting closer to each other, we're moving away from each other, apart. And our development, economic development, and technological development, they are pushing us apart, away from each other. And this is why we are approaching a very big crisis. It will not be immediate at once, but one bit by bit we will start descending, declining from the state we are in into far worse situations. And it's not the fault of one specific person. It is everyone. The fact that they are developing egoistically. So this is how we will find ourselves. We have to perform corrections, but through the path of suffering. Yes, I guess this is what might happen. Or, if we come closer between us, we have a huge power, those who study the wisdom of Kabbalah. If we bring ourselves closer to each other, by this we can prevent many, many disasters all over the world. But all the crises are ahead of us. We might be able to turn these crises into ascent, but if not, then that's what's ahead of us. And ahead of us, meaning ahead of the entire world. The entire world. We cannot turn anything into good. Look what's happening with technological development. Anything. Okay. Kiev 3.
Здравствуйте. Вопрос такой. Мы учили раньше, что с нашей стороны усилия по самоотмене, и это наше...
We studied before that on our behalf the effort is annulment, and that's our main action.
Мы с товарищами каждый день говорим о важности самоотмены.
We get a screen from the Creator for that action. And if with the friends we speak about the importance of annulment all day, we ask the Creator for forces, we include it in our prayers, and against a rejection, we still hold on together and keep asking for it. At what stage will we understand that we have a screen?
When you can rise above your egos to connection. That's it. To be in connection at the center of the group will be more important than any other state.
But it constantly rejects us and we keep...
Well, of course, you will feel that you are going further. And accordingly, opposite that, you want to increase the connection between you. Of course, why are you complaining that you have disturbances? How will you advance without disturbances?
Я, наверное, хочу понять, чем отличается вот эта наша работа.
I guess I'm trying to understand what the difference is between this work and having a screen.
You don't have a screen. How do you have a screen? A screen means a force to overcome the forces of resistance. People discover that they reject each other, hate each other, can't stand each other by nature, by their own nature. And on the other hand, they overcome these tendencies to drive apart from each other, and they connect. That's the work. And that means they acquire a screen, a force to overcome the force of resistance, a force of connection above that of resistance that dwells on them. That's the Masach.
No. Я пытаюсь понять, чем это отличается. Вот никто же.
What I'm trying to understand is, in what is this separated? Because nobody wants to do this work and be in rejection, but the fact that we're remaining together, isn't this considered?
No, that still isn't considered an actual screen. You don't yet discover such forces of rejection that you hold on to each other together consciously. You don't pray to the Creator to give you the force of connection above the force of rejection. You don't hold on to each other by the teeth to not let go. You don't yet discover the forces of hatred and rejection and mutual criticism that exists between each and every one in the group, so that on top of that, you can begin to discover the force of connection. The force of connection can only appear above that of rejection. And in the discover the Creator. Croatia.
Good morning, dear Raf. How much is necessary to pray for the whole world if there cannot be a connection before it happens between us? How should we arrange the prayer then in this case?
That's based on what you feel that you lack. So we lack understanding how far apart we are and how much we have to get closer and what we're even lacking. All those things, put them into the prayer. What is it that you're lacking in order to achieve the first state of connection where you discover that you're together emotionally and discovering the Creator and the connection between you? All right.
No, Eli, Internet.
Well, Eli, Internet.
From Turkey. If we reach a certain level of connection in the 10 and the world Kli, is that enough to stop the crisis and change the unpleasant future expecting humanity?
Well, I can't say that you'll be able to do it right away, but going into spirituality with such a great group like Bnei Baruch, that will certainly drastically change the state of affairs in the world. Our state for sure. Within us.
Moscow 6, how can the 10 receive the screen? Can we describe it emotionally?
When the goal will be important to you more than all. We're not advancing at all. Oh boy.
Number four by the Rabash. For example, a king who wanted to send a large number of coins to his son overseas. But all his countrymen were thieves and swindlers. And he did not have one loyal messenger. What did he do? He divided and broke all the coins into pennies and sent them through many messengers so that the joy of stealing would not be worth blemishing the glory of the kingship. In this way, through an order of times in many souls, it is possible, through the illumination of the days, to scrutinize all the holy sparks that were robbed by the klipot due to the sin of the tree of knowledge. The meaning of many souls is division into inner lights. And many days means division into outer lights. And each penny accumulates into the amount of a great light with which Adam HaRishon sinned, and then will be the end of correction. We'll read it again. Quote number four by the Rabash. For example, king wanted to send a large number of gold coins to his son overseas. But all his countrymen were thieves and swindlers, and he did not have one loyal messenger. What did he do? He divided. He broke all the coins into pennies and sent them through many messengers so the joy of stealing will not be worth blemishing the glory of the kingship. In this way, through an order of times and many souls, it is possible through the illumination of the days to scrutinize all the holy sparks that were robbed by the klipot due to the sin of the tree of knowledge. The meaning of many souls is division into inner lights. And many days means division into outer lights. And each penny accumulates into the amount of a great light with which Adam HaRishon sinned. And then will be the end of correction.
Amit, let's go.
Number five. Bala Sulam writes, after all the actions of the creatures unite, all the souls in the world must unite and merge into one soul. Truly one, which emerges out of all the souls, and they truly become one, as in the beginning of creation, when only one man, Adam, was created, and from his zivugim coupling, he engendered sons, and the sons will follow in his ways, making zivugim until the world is made, with 70 nations, and within them the seed of Israel. At the end of correction, they will merge into one another until all of them will become one man like Adam HaRishon.
Again. After all the actions of the creatures unite, all the souls in the world must unite and merge into one soul, truly one, which emerges out of all the souls, and they truly become one, as in the beginning of creation, when only one man was created. And from his zivugim coupling, he engendered sons, and the sons follow in his ways, making zivugim until this world is made, with 70 natures, and from within them, the seed of Israel. At the end of correction, they will merge into one another.
For correction. Turkey 4.
Good morning, Rav.
Morning.
You answered to a friend from Kiev 3 that in order to build Masach, we have to rise above rejections inside our connection. So my question is, if my 10 appears to my eyes as Klipa, so how can I ask Creator to connect with them? It's like it doesn't belong to me. It doesn't belong to my soul. And I want to unite with something outside of me, and I can't overcome this rejection, and Creator adds new will to receive. And I feel that last couple of days that I am out of control. So what can I do in this state?
The fact that you can't take control of your will to receive, that's a very good sign that you're at the border where the Creator gave you a shattered will to receive according to your state, your degree, in a good manner and to your level. That's one. Two, thinking that it is your will to receive, after all, where you see the friends in the group and the whole world. So that too is good. He's showing you that he's doing it to you. That you criticize the whole world, and everything's in your hands, so please start correcting it. Invert it. So that first of all, it comes from none else besides him. The group is not to blame in anything, and you are not to blame, but the Creator is playing this game, and he is putting you in front of this broken state. Now try to bring this state to a corrected state. Try within your heart to bring everyone together. Don't criticize anyone and bring everyone to a single kli where the Creator dwells. Try with all your might to visualize that. That will be closest to the truth.
Bringing everyone into one kli, connecting all the 10. Should I raise a man, or should I work on intention and all before them, or should I have to say Creator?
Yes, of course. Anything that you won't be able to bring them to a complete form, to a complete kli, with a complete fulfillment. For that, you need to ask the Creator to give you the ability, the opportunity. It that way. Nikolaev, Sochi.
Рав, доброе утро. Рав, ваш совет.
Good morning, Rav.
Вот есть такое ощущение, что мы сейчас вошли в какой-то...
We need a practical advice from you. It feels we've entered some barrier, some wall that we can't pass. It's like we built everything. We read excerpts. We have friends on duties. We have a prayer. We have phone calls between us, Zoom during the day. But it's like just formal and mechanical, and we're doing everything. What can we add? How can we connect internally with one another, with the great souls of Bala Sulam and Rabash? Because we incorporate them in our tens when we read the articles, but we don't feel it. Rav, here, that's exactly what you need. You have to pray to feel Bala Sulam, Rabash, all the great Kabbalists that were in connection with the Creator, that they will be as a bridge that connects between you, your ten, to the Creator. And more important, if you pray for the entire world, Kli, that don't think that it's something, just this little thing. It's a very important Kli, a vessel that is in contact with the Creator. Even though he doesn't feel it, they don't feel it. And we first have to connect to it, because that's what's before us, between us and the Creator. That's how he created it. So let's think how to do it in order to really discover ourselves on the degree of correction. Only to pray, that is what we're left with. But the scrutiny, we have to scrutinize.
Okay.
Sorry, can you hear me now? Sorry, I missed the button. So after the Unity event, I heard that we're in some new stage of connections around the world. Now you answered a friend from Nikolai Sochi to pray for the whole world, Kli, and that being more important. So what's this new stage, this new direction?
We can advance in a way that we couldn't before, by the general influence of the world, Bibi, and it's worth using it because it's really a great force and we shouldn't miss out on it. Let's use this Kli to advance, meaning I want to establish the general international group before me.
And how does that happen within the ten?
That each ten will also think how they're in this big Kli of the world, Bibi, and by this we feel ourselves wrapped by all our friends around the world. It really helps. We're all advancing through the surrounding light, each and every one, and each and every ten, and all tens together. So let's let's see. Okay. Next, six.
Kotev Baal HaSulam. Kol neshama shlema masig.
Baal HaSulam writes, Each complete soul attains all the souls from Adam HaRishon to the end of correction, as one perceives one's acquaintances and neighbors, and according to one's knowledge, guards oneself from them, or connects and lives with them. And it is not surprising that one attains all the souls, since spirituality doesn't depend on time or place, and there's no death there.
Each and every one attains the soul of Adam Rishon completely. Seven.
Baal HaSulam writes, you lack nothing but to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed and collect all those flaccid organs that have drooped from your soul and join them into a single body.
That's all we need to do. To take all the shattered desires, thoughts, anything we're aiming towards, everything, and connect everything to only one thing, that in the connection between us, we connect with the Creator, because it all comes from Him, to begin with, and it's all shattered.
So again, you lack nothing but to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed and collect all those flaccid organs that have drooped from your soul and join them into a single body. In that complete body, the Creator will instill His Shekhinah incessantly. And the fountain of intelligence and high streams of light will be as a never-ending fountain. Each place on which you cast your eye will be blessed, and all will be blessed because of you, for they will bless you constantly.
Eight.
There's not an organ in man's body that does not have a corresponding creation in the world. This is so because as man's body divides into organs and they all stand degree L over degree, established one atop the other, and are all one body. Similarly, the world, meaning all creations in the world, are many organs standing one atop the other, and they are all one body. And when they all are corrected, they will actually be one body.
Again,
from Zohar for All, there's not an organ in man's body that does not have a corresponding creation in the world. This is so because as man's body divides into organs and they all stand together, degree over degree, established one atop the other, and they are and all are one body. Similarly, the world, meaning all creations in the world, are many organs standing one atop the other, and they are all one body. And when they are all corrected, they will actually be. Questions about the excerpts. About excerpt number five, it talks about 70 nations of the world and the seed of Israel. But if only Israel builds that system of Adam HaRishon, why do you need the nations of the world?
The seed of Israel means Yeshal Kel, a desire that awakens in people to connect with the Creator. You see, how many do we have here? Also women, and from all countries, and all kinds. Everybody are descendants of Adam Rishon, meaning that same desire that had a yearning for the Creator. And then it turns out that, all in all, that's what we need, to connect ourselves, that there'll be a bigger, stronger desire, and then we'll discover our connection in the system of Adam Rishon and the Creator that created it, the system, and that in this way we can succeed.
Kafkaz,
please.
From
Kafkaz, what do our actions add to the soul of man so that it's similar to the soul of Adam Rishon?
That's something very important. We are adding, all in all, problems, deficiencies, failures, questions, all disturbances we have to the connection with the Creator. And then, through overcoming all these difficulties, we increase the connection between us and the Creator 620 times more, meaning 620 times more. We increase that connection between us and the Creator compared to what was in Adam Rishon, that we say that he was in the Garden of Eden and supposedly was speaking to the Creator. He had a direct connection with the higher force. We advance even more from the degree of Bina, where Adam Rishon was, to the degree of Keter, because Adam Rishon, as it's written, he was born circumcised, meaning he didn't have the big desire to receive. And that's why when he goes through these corrections, that he put the Orla, meaning he got an addition of a big wall to receive, and then he has the evil inclination and corrects the evil inclination, so then he reaches from connecting to the Creator on the degree of Bina to connecting to the Creator on the degree of Keter. And that is actually that same result that is desired, that is unique, that we attain. We have to return to that system of Adam Rishon, but through all the conditions we have. And then we'll be 620 times greater than what he was. He didn't have vessels of reception. It's called that he was born circumcised. He was on the degree of Bina. And we come with all of our ego, all of our will to receive to that degree of connection with the Creator. That's why we get 620 times more, 620 times more connections with the Creator and greater. And we attain our reality many times more. Instead of the light of Nefesh or Neshama we had, and also not entirely, we reach the lights of Neran Chai. And it's all
Mark 21,
is after the sin of the tree of knowledge, the created being himself wanted to love and bestow towards the Creator?
Maybe we'll learn about it, but it's not simple. No. After the sin, man yearns to be in that state that he had, but from his new vessels, which is his shattered will to receive. And that's why his tendency to fill himself in the same light he had before is already not a sacred tendency, but a klipa. And that's why he falls. Connections.
Excuse me, Rav, if I can continue. I need to understand that if there is some creature in the ocean, we will not achieve correction until we connect the desires of that creature to us, or what?
You are included of all desires of all ones in reality. You're included of them because from the shattering, everyone's included with everyone. And that's why if you correct the Moris in you, yourself, so by this, you're correcting the whole world. So, we are now going to go to a discussion between us. We have 10 minutes. What can we see as a result of what we just went through in this present lesson? Please. What can we say about the soul of Adam Rishon? About what each of us, how do we correct the soul? That we are results of, that it was shattered. What did we attain by it being shattered? And what do we attain by it connecting? Okay? And let's go. Please.